the familiar sounds of war, Israel and the Gaza Strip, Palestinian militants, the Hamas Hezbollah types. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Welcome to the show. We hear the sounds of war, and it just makes me shudder to think that, yep, we could be knee-deep, folks, in the middle of this. It's been 7 days of fighting. Could be a prelude into what might be World War III, which would mean a military strike against Iran's nuclear program. If all the chess pieces move in that direction, you can bet we are going to be in the middle of this. Absolutely. There's no backing off. Now, America, kind of where are we? What's happening? Not saying much. Of course, Israel's our friend. Yes, we are there, but not heavy endorsements of the situation along that area. Because if you remember, that was one of the things that President Obama stepped into the middle of when he talked about land and that situation with Gaza, and it infuriated Benjamin Netanyahu. But now all the gloves are off for the PM, as he's saying that he would choose the time to inflict the highest possible price in response to all those days of rocket fire from the Strip. What are you going to do if your people are being fired on and they're just missing playgrounds? It's oh so close right there, Jerusalem, Tel Aviv. 123 rockets launched in Gaza have hit Israel since the weekend, and Israeli planes responded. They've hit a bunch of targets, including some of those launch sites and weapons storage places and that kind of thing. But the Israeli civilians, there's no way they're going to stand around and watch to see what happens there. The Hamas terror group is responsible for any of the terrorist stuff that's happening along the Gaza Strip, and I would have to agree with the Prime Minister on that. You know, you look at the Muslim Brotherhood, and there are lots of ties to Hamas with that group. A lot of ties. We knew this was a problem when we looked at who the new leaders were that were coming into these countries. So when is the right time to get the highest possible price for what's happened to Israel? You can bet Netanyahu will know when to pull that trigger. The State Department is saying that the U.S. condemns the rocket attacks, and one of their spokespeople said, "I'm not sure diplomatically if we're engaged with the Egyptians on this." He said the guy that was speaking, the spokesperson, a guy named Mark Toner, could it be anybody, could replace that name, said he would see what he could find out about diplomatic conversations that might have taken place. I don't think so. I don't think with the U.S. in the middle of this, at least recently, no. There haven't been any conversations that have taken place. Other countries, well, a little bit of a different story. The president was off wandering around in Myanmar, as many of you know, and so the focus is there, not that they're not monitoring what's happening in Israel, but this thing has now gotten close. It's getting closer and closer and closer to too many of the people in Israel for comfort. All right, coming up in the rest of this hour, we'll talk a little bit more about Gaza and Hamas and the help Iran is supplying, and ultimately what's happening with the sands in the Middle East that are like quicksand. We'll do that, but we're also going to talk about a couple of other things, including the fact that you might be packing up and heading to grandma's house, a cousin's house, a friend's house, or maybe you're just huddling with the fam, and you're going to just stay in your little unit, hang out, have a quiet Thanksgiving. It doesn't seem to be the norm, although some people have opted for that. I know some people that are doing that, but it's unusual. Usually, we're talking about family get-togethers. How many movies have been made about holidays gone awry because of conversations and bluntness and relatives who seem odd, and then people who bring their significant others that nobody's ever met into the crew? And that can be awkward, right? Doesn't it seem like the quietest person in the family suddenly spews all the information when somebody news around? Ooh, fresh meat. Time to reveal everything that happened in this person's childhood to the entire table. And this is stuff they had no idea about. That's just part of the charm of Thanksgiving. We're talking turkeys because it is Thanksgiving. Who makes your biggest turkey list of the year? We have some obvious turkeys that have happened in the last couple of weeks, but I know if we go back, many of you could certainly come up with a list that would maybe include Petraeus or Allen or Paula Broadwell or Jill Kelly or anybody involved in that, the FBI agent, the shirtless FBI agent. But there are other people that I bet would make your list, too, if you really sat and thought about it. And that's political people, sports people. Lance Armstrong, that would be one person that comes to mind. How about the New Orleans Saints, Bounty Ball, Sean Payton, the coach who was booted for a year. Take a year off. We need to do something to massage this situation. And then the defensive coordinator and all the nightmares that ensued because of the whole idea of having a bounty and smashing the other players, which is what they do anyway, but really making it known. And that's what the NFL decided. The commissioner ultimately decided, hey, here's how we're going to slap you back. This is what we're going to do as a result of what you are doing. Also coming up here in this hour, we can count because it's about the numbers. It really is. Notice in the top, how many numbers did I mention there? The amount of bombs, over 123 since Saturday, that have gone in the direction of Israel. That's a lot. And those are bombs that can hit their targets, or missiles that can hit their targets. 123 would be the number if I were talking about that during We Can Count. But there are other things that have numbers attached to it, too. They say almost anything you can trace back to a number, but the idea of We Can Count is just some of the shocking numbers that I think you would be totally surprised about. Not necessarily the obvious numbers, like this story about the four California men arrested on terrorism charges. They were plotting to kill Americans overseas in the United States by joining Al-Qaeda and the Taliban in Afghanistan. They were arrested for plotting to bomb government places, public places, after the feds uncovered their plans to actually have a violent jihad. Oh, that's nice. And the two were young. In their 20s, they converted to Islam in 2010. They started to engage with some others online about jihad. And they all became friends. And the next thing you know, one thing led to another. And if convicted, each would face a maximum penalty of 15 years in a federal prison. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ends. Let's talk about Obama first. How come he's not weighing in very much in Israel? That's because he is deep in the bowels of Asia. And why is he in Asia? Somebody sent me a question about that. Why is the president in Asia? I don't get it with his fiscal cliff and just being reelected and blah, blah, blah. So here's the thing. Myanmar, you know that there's been a lot of controversy, obviously, there, / Burma. So why Asia? Because with this whole thing with the money deal on the Hill, it's perfect to disappear, actually, in Asia. No. Supposedly, the reason to do that is because of the area, how important it is with our interest in the future. And now, the move toward Asia, since we're trying to balance out what's happening there with what's happening in the United States, and we're heavily invested there in Northeast Asia for lots and lots of reasons. So the U.S. supports efforts to, for a couple of reasons, to build some of the areas that have been torn down in Southeastern Asia and to be strategically aligned with this country. But what's interesting is the Southeast Asia and ASEAN is a place where is the world's most, because if you're talking about Singapore, Indonesia, it's the world's most populous majority Muslim country. So if there is this move to embrace Asia, the culture, all the people in these various countries in foreign policy, then as we look at ultimately what the trip was about, It's about the economies of India, Southeast Asia, and China, and how some of the smaller economies get overlooked. I'm assuming that was a big part of the conversation. And that's why the move to go there, because Indonesia is already one of the fastest growing economies, and it could be even bigger in the consumer market. But when people see this, what do they think of? Oh, okay, great. Emerging economies. What are we going to give them next? What's going to happen there? What happens to our people? What happens to Made in America and all that stuff? Nothing but questions. So the press talked about Myanmar and the fact that there's been some progress and there's more rights than repression, or at least he hopes it ends up that way.
The flickers of progress that we have seen must not be extinguished. They must be strengthened. They must become a shining North Star for all this nation's people. Instead of being repressed, the right of people to assemble together must now be fully respected. Instead of being stifled, the veil of media censorship must continue to be lifted.
Yep, so here's the thing. Fair or foul, some people are criticizing the move big time, and others are saying, wow, this is a move for hope. This is a smart thing to do. It's smart to take this Asian trip because it's the first foreign outing since he was reelected. And the focus has been on re-election. Thailand, Cambodia, think about that. And Burma and a U.S. president, that's a strong, strong statement. There are plenty of generals who wouldn't respond, who aren't excited about it. But if this is a president who is supposed to be the first Pacific president, then foreign policy is switched to Asia to try to probably hedge our bet from China, since they own our debt, our plastic, everything's on plastic. And maybe that's the good news, the opportunity that, you know, listen, we got to make friends here. We got to, that whole thing about Sun Tzu and the art of war, keeping your enemies close, although they would never cop to using the word enemies. But perhaps that's part of it. What a strange week it's been. You know, we're talking, I threw out this whole thing about if you wanted to let your turkeys loose, who would be your biggest turkeys of the year? And the turkeys, the biggest turkeys of the year, are some of the political nut things, nut balls that happened that cost people elections. And the craziness of the economy and the continuing conversation that is the same thing we talked about last year and the same thing that we talked about the year before. If we were on a college campus, there are people like in sororities and fraternities that have tests that they keep. You know, teacher gives the test back, but they never change the test up in some courses. So they have a test file, and a lot of times younger people coming in will study the test because they're not necessarily memorizing the test. They think it could be similar. And this is like over and over again. So it's just like a college professor who insanely keeps giving the same test for 15 years and wondering why the class is all getting A's. Well, we keep saying the same things over and over and over again about our economy, about our massive debt, about the worries and the concerns with China, about attracting business, but yet not lowering the corporate tax. We are having this conversation over and over and over and over. So then you have, in the middle of all of this insanity, the Petraeus scandal, which we just lose a great four-star general. I mean, to me, that's the main thing here. Forget about the, sleeping around, fooling around, and being the head of the CIA, and what about these emails that were parked somewhere, and all that kind of stuff. Put that aside for a second. We lose a great four-star general just from his what he did work-wise, how he led when he was involved in Iraq in a sticky situation that was going nowhere fast, that was part of this insanity thing of over and over again that I'm talking about. And then you have half the country who's furious over what happened with the election. They're just not happy. They don't like that they think that we're going down the same path, because they're seeing what I keep seeing from my point of view, the things that are being repeated over and over again. So you have Texas as one of the lead states that decides, hey, why don't we secede? But yet you have the governor saying, oh, we're not doing that. What are you, crazy? We're not leaving the United States of America. But got the signatures needed, 25,000 signatures. Now they have over 100,000. So a lot of states have hit the big mark. Hundreds of thousands of Americans from 50 states have signed petitions to secede. How many states would there be left? And the White House website called We the People invites the public to appeal directly to the government. So they promise that petitions that have more than 25,000 signatures within 30 days get a response from the White House. So, geez, what is the response going to be? The Texas petition complains that the U.S. is suffering economically from the federal government's neglect, what I was talking about, to reform domestic and foreign spending. They also throw in alleged abuses imposed by the TSA, which are the whole thing of the shakedown when you're going through the, you're going through the checkpoint, which thank goodness they're getting rid of those puffer machines because the radiation. How many people travel every week a couple of times in a couple of different places and they're going through that radiation over and over and over and over and over again? So, will states really secede from the union? Not so much, but the point is made. The point is made, and the White House has to recognize it or come up with something. They have to come up with something to respond to this because that's what they promise on the websites. And the president not here for this part one of the fiscal cliff for real, for reals, because somebody's got to come up with some decision or not and just let everything atrophy and fall off in the beginning of the year. And that wouldn't be shocking if that happened. In fact, I'd say there's probably a good chance of it, or just another little Band-Aid, smack a Band-Aid on it and keep your fingers crossed that something good happens and somehow we solve the riddle that ails us, which is a little more exaggerated than that cliff, but there's at least a few moguls to go over. I know in my backyard there is. Hang with us. We Can Count coming up from around the bend.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
And let's talk about this. Gas prices are down, except for in some of the areas that were smashed by Superstorm Sandy. And that has to do with getting the gas in and some of the restrictions in trying to make that happen, just how difficult it's been. For everybody else, though, there's been a little bit of a reprieve. I purposely record to remember to tell you what I paid for gas. And the other day I paid $3.11. Now, the national average for regular gasoline is $3.47, and that's down 36 cents over the past 6 weeks. That's a huge, huge decline, rather. New York's Long Island's a little bit different. It's $4.18, and that's because of getting the gas there and everything that entails. It made it that it was very difficult and it was going to be much, much higher. Pump prices could drop even some more unless this Middle East conflict scares off some people, what's happening with Israel and the Gaza Strip. But otherwise, you may really, really see it dip to its some of its lowest in some places. And it depends on the nook or the cranny where you live, frankly, as to how low it will get. St. Louis was $3.14. And you look at El Paso, Texas, $3.36. So it really varies from place to place as to what you're going to pay. And unfortunately for the people that were part of Sandy, they're not going to get much of a break there. Speaking of a break, take your hands off of my Twinkie. A judge put Hostess liquidation on hold for now. How about that? Saying that the federal judge has done it, saying that the company and the union has to come back to the table for more talks. the union that brought the 85-year-old baker of Twinkies and Wonder Bread to its knees was really still holding out hope that a buyer would salvage some of the company and get some of the members back to work. Hostess in its day was certainly a big brand name. They're going to shut down 36 plants and sell off the company business. The liquidation plan was sparked by a strike orchestrated by the snack maker's second largest union. It's, you know, the bakery, confectionery, tobacco workers and grain millers too. So Hostess is saying the shutdown means 18,000 jobs would be out, and the fate of 30 American, this is the weird part, 30 American brands in jeopardy. I'm not a big Twinkies person whatsoever. However, I can certainly remember a lot of kids that I went to school with having them as part of the lunch. I mean, they would just inhale those suckers or use them for trades. How many of you traded your lunch? Wasn't that what it was all about, trading lunches? Who has a cooler lunch that I like better that I can trade with? That was the name of the game in my day. I'd come home and the first thing my mother would ask me is, did you trade your lunch today? I think she was a tad insulted that we traded our lunch. I had to tell her that was the normal thing to do. All right, back to some more numbers for We Can Count, and we'll see. We'll keep an eye on what happens with these 30 American brands. Speaking of that, Walmart filed an unfair labor practice charge because of the widespread protests at stores all over the place with the whole Black Friday thing going on, rallies that are being planned, and people that are just waiting to get in line and get through. It's not looking real good, unfortunately for them, because of this legal complaint. But we'll see what the decision is. You know, they've got 1.5 million U.S. workers. 1.4 million U.S. workers. And they're asking the National Labor Relations Board for an injunction against the rallies and pickets, flash mobs, all of the things that entails. So will people be picketing and there's not going to be anyone in the stores? I don't know. I don't know how big this protesting can get. They have a Facebook page. It's called Making Change. And it's all about the protest. And they had about 30,000 followers at one point. That's a lot of followers. Woo! That is a lot of followers. So Walmart might just have to force people maybe double time, triple time. I don't know what would be the highest amount of time that they could, whatever, the most amount of time, rather, that they could give them. That's what they want, the most amount of time. This is one of the stranger stories I saw in the day. Did you read the story about this New York woman who learned her husband, who had divorced her 8 years before his death? Oh, I wonder if there was a will or anything like that, how that changes. That would have to change what happened here. So anyway, the New York Post, famous for digging up these kind of stories, reported that Vivian Dowers in Brooklyn, 75-year-old from Brooklyn, had been married to a Columbia University janitor, David Dowers, who was 65, so 10 years younger, for more than 30 years when he died of natural causes in their Crown Heights home in February of 2011. And these were papers that were filed in the Supreme Court, the Manhattan Supreme Court. While going through her husband's possessions, she found divorce papers from 2002 that claimed she had abandoned him. Oh, that would be depressing. Secrets in a box. And there was no divorce papers that she signed. They had no kids. They lived together up until his death, and she says they were happy. But he had gotten an uncontested breakup in 2002 by claiming his wife left him over their financial problems. He said that in court documents that she moved to another place and had been served with the divorce papers. Wow. That is rough. So you're upset. You have to do the funeral thing, or some semblance of funeral, I guess. And then you find that out. Whew. Divorce? What? Are you kidding? And that didn't just happen yesterday. The cops, sad to say, this is another kind of depressing week in Canton, and I promise it'll get better. But police are investigating after a neighbor found a 29-year-old woman and her two daughters dead inside their home in Miami. The Miami-Dade detective Roy Rutland told the Herald, the paper of record there, that the neighbor smelled an odor on Tuesday, went inside the house to find the source, found the daughters and, found daughters, a 4-year-old and an 8-year-old, who were unfortunately witnessing the scene, who were next to the mother who had died, Gladys Machado, in a closet, rather, not died, found her in a closet. The woman's 6-year-old son was safe with the grandmother. So there's contorted things that happened here. Eventually, the woman, Machado, did die, and she had lived with a boyfriend who had recently been released from jail. Oh, that is rough on those children. 4-year-old and an 8-year-old. Ooh, 4 and 8. And a sad story, too, trying to figure out how did that happen? How did they get, how'd they get there? How'd they get there from where they were? This talk about war and what's going to happen with Iran and Israel and the Gaza Strike. And as I said, that's partly for the drop in gasoline prices and whatnot. And then we cap everything off with this for all my Australian friends. How about this Aussie fake bomber plot? This guy behind this, the mastermind, was sentenced to 13 and a half years in jail. He was an investment banker who admitted chaining a fake bomb to a Sydney teenager as part of a bizarre extortion plot. So was sentenced to those to that heavy time because of that. And what about the other people connected to him? I have to think that they were concerned about that. Probably were concerned about that, too. But defense attorneys argued that Peters was depressed, drinking heavily, exhibiting wild mood swings before committing the crime. He had recently split from his wife, was separated from his children, and had become obsessed with a book he was writing about a villain out for revenge. Ugh. Sounds kind of interesting, I would say. It's perked my interest anyway. Definitely perked my interest. And the fact that he was a teenager and got 13 and a half years. Ooh. And that's got to be a hard time. Think of where he's doing it. Ooh. No thank you. Somewhere somebody has to draw the line, and that would definitely have been drawn there without a question. I said that was the capper, and it certainly was. Now, what we have, the one thing to close this segment out that I think is interesting is this other case about the FBI tracking what happened with the Kellys in a very bizarre way that normally wouldn't do, the way they handled the complaint about receiving harassing emails, which unraveled and really scarred the careers of Petraeus and General Allen. Is they say the exception, not the rule. Let's hope so.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, cold, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com and like us on Facebook.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario Water Filter at 26% off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your lies become your truth.
Make the final turn and head into the stretch. Happy holidays, everybody. It's the time of year we start saying things like Merry Christmas. Are we still allowed to say that? Happy Hanukkah. Happy Thanksgiving. This really starts things off. We are coming through the center of the eating season, and Thanksgiving is about being with family, being thankful, spending time, and eating. I mean, it is. It's part of the whole thing. Eating pumpkin pie, eating turkey with gravy and mashed potatoes and all the stuff that goes along with it. You know, the stuffing. I like the stuffing probably the best. Well, speaking of getting stuffed, San Francisco did just that to Chicago, 32-7. And if you were Pete or Dan or Dave or Dr. E or Rick or John or Jerry or even Jake, a couple of others too that participated and nailed the score, none of you won. Nobody won. So what's the deal? The backup quarterback really did great, really shined in his Monday night debut. And, you know, let's see what happens. let's see what happens. San Francisco on top and a big win with fans going crazy. And that wraps up week 11 in the NFL. And I want to tell you this because we know we're talking turkeys and all that kind of stuff. I'm in a pool where I got every single one right. Oh, my mother always tells me I'm terrible at picking. I got every single one right. And I even got almost the amount of points right. I said 38 and it was 39. Woohoo! Matt, I bet you've never had a week where you got every single game right.
I don't think I have.
It's hard.
Yeah, that takes a lot of
luck.
Luck. I was going to say, it's not really so much skill that it's luck.
Because
even if you're very skilled at picking games, you got to have luck to get everyone right.
You do, because, look, we had three overtime games. You had a couple that were really close that could have gone in either direction. Let's be honest about it. And it didn't happen. Like, Green Bay really kind of, they're hanging on by their fingernails, and they did get it. But how about Atlanta and Arizona, 23-19?
Right.
And you know, Buffalo, Houston, and Miami.
Houston, yeah. And Jacksonville. Jacksonville hasn't done anything all year. Houston's been this amazing team, and they had to go to overtime just to win.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you had a lot of different things going on in the NFL. And that Monday night game tonight, I don't think anybody saw that blowout coming either, because both teams were using backup quarterbacks. But, I mean, I, being a Vikings fan, I've seen some bad offensive lines in my time. And having recently watched an Arizona game, their offensive line is pretty bad, too. The Bears' offensive line was a train wreck today.
Oh, they did nothing. It was like
so
flag
bad.
Football for
oh
two
my
quarters,
gosh.
Three quarters, really. It
yeah,
was
Justin Smith and, what's his other name? Eldon Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
He had five sacks. I mean, it was just crazy. Jason Campbell had no time to throw anything, and the rookie for San Fran, not a rookie, his second year, but his first year, first time playing, starting a game, Colin Kaepernick, he looked amazing. That first
drive, he did.
All over them. Like, I don't know. There's a big QB controversy definitely in San Fran now.
See, that's what happens. That's why you got to keep staying in the games,
I mean,
even if you're
Alex
broken
Smith
down.
Smith has been playing effectively. He's been managing the games. Like, I can't remember what he set. I don't know if he came close to setting a record. He was throwing like 18 out of 20 passes, like had an insane completion percentage, wasn't throwing many picks. But this kid, he was like dynamic. He increased the offense, whereas Alex Smith was managing the offense and not turning the ball over. This kid was doing a lot of athletic things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what's his name? You say Kaepernick? He was...
I think it's Kaepernick.
Kaepernick? I think it's Kaepernick, because
we'll
it's K-A-E-E-P-E-R, so I think you're right. I think it's
we'll
Kaepernick.
We'll get the research team on that.
Yeah, when in doubt, don't pronounce. So, let's see. Quarterback K, like Coach K, was absolutely amazing. And that's a huge story for San Francisco, as you said, because all the world was watching what was going on with Alex Smith. And even Jim Harbaugh saying he might start him again. Ooh.
I know. And I mean, when you think about San Fran, last year they get so close to going to the Super Bowl. And they had an amazing defense. They still do this year. Their defense is even better, in my opinion. And when this kid in there, their offense was flowing, and he was making downfield passes. The running game was very effective because he's a running quarterback as well, so a lot of the play fakes were working. He was going out on bootlegs, throwing on the run. He looked pretty outstanding.
Yeah, I agree with you. It was fun if you're a San Francisco fan to watch it from that. I think we have Andy Reid in the wings. I think we do, and the reason why is because he is my biggest turkey of the year. He needs to get booted from Philly. Singing the praises of this kid quarterback from San Francisco and how they did. Philadelphia 3-7. Redskins railed on them. That was the other rip-fest game of the week, one of them anyway. 31-6. There is just no excuse for that pounding that Philadelphia took. They were in the hole 17-3 coming out at the
half. It's another
half.
Battered offensive line.
It is. They're just terrible. They're terrible. And so Andy Reid, of course, always has to go on the record when he's asked about getting fired or staying or what happened. And here's some of the ramblings of Andy Reid.
I'm standing in front of the team and telling them that these are the things we need to do, one of which is to continue to battle. And so, I think that'd be a cop-out. That's not how I see things. That's not the way I'm wired.
I think he needs to get wired someplace else because his time is come and gone. Sometimes that just happens. It's time to roll on down. And he's been in Philadelphia for over a decade. So make the chains, move the chains, and do something. Please, Jeffrey Lurie, can you tell I like Philly?
Would you like to see Gruden there or not? Because that's kind of the rumor, is that Gruden might be heading
love
to
it.
Philly.
Love
it.
Love it. Oh, yeah, he'd be great because he's no-nonsense Chucky. He'd be unleashed on those babies that are getting so pampered. I love it.
The only thing I would think, though, is that he is kind of cut from, like, the same coaching tree, and a lot of the same coaches might still be around there, like Marty Mortingwig, mm-hmm. and, like, they've all kind of coached together, so I don't know if it's enough of a change to do that because, to me, you got to overhaul everything and clean out, especially, like, some of the defensive coordinator situation where it's like it changes every week, it seems like there. I don't know what's going on, but they, I don't know, it seems like they just need a fresh start. Maybe
they
if they hire Gruden, he'll just wipe everybody out.
Yeah, well, also Gruden, remember, he's a tape nut, so he knows everything about every player. He'd be awesome in a war room because he watches all the college players, has tapes out the head, has a room where they even film in ESPN because they were so blown away by it. So he's so in touch with the players that he'd be great for. That's why he'd be great for Philly.
Next year we could see John Gruden in Philadelphia. You could have Mike Holmgren, who's rumored to be meeting secretly with Jerry Jones. And what if he hires his old buddy Andy Reid as the offensive coordinator?
Oh, that would be wild. And it could happen because that's usually what he's not going to get thrown on the scrap heap. There's a recycling, and usually as a coordinator. So that's not a bad guess as to what would happen with Reid. That would make a lot of sense. And it could happen, but they need to make a change. Make a change. Sometimes you just got to do it. You get stale. You know what I'm talking about, people. All right, happy Thanksgiving for those of you who are bailing on us. And hats off to Matt Johnson for his fine work on the technicals.
Matt, shame on you. Shame on you for playing dumb. Let me tell you.
What, are you kidding me?
Idiot! It's simple!
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails from jerks. I resent it.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.